Coming up on Hands On Tech, it is time to go hands-on with the three big $99 smart speakers. You've got the HomePod Mini, you've got the Echo 4th Generation, and you've got the Nest Audio. It is time to talk speakers.
This is TWiT.
The three big players in the smart speaker space, that would be Apple, that would be Amazon, and that would be Google, have released three $99 smart speakers. It's an excellent price point to add a smart speaker to your home. And we decided to take a look at the top three, these competitors, and talk about what each of them can provide for you and, you know, maybe even try to figure out which one is the best. Let's start by talking about the Nest Audio, arguably the largest of the three smart speakers, and I would also say about the heaviest as well. This is a very popular smart speaker, and in fact, when Google announced at its event the new Pixel phones and this Nest Audio, it was the Nest Audio that kind of took the lead on its excitement and what folks had wanted. That is because it is, I would say, arguably a very beautiful device. This is a sort of pillow-shaped smart speaker, which is a little bit different from what you might be used to. And I think that that adds to kind of the intrigue of it. It is not your typical shaped smart speaker. It's not the Echo of years past, and it is not the orb of the current kind of generation of smart speakers. The Nest Audio comes in multiple colors. This nice green color, a blue color, a black color, a white color, and a pink color. And this one is, it's gorgeous. It has this nice fabric on the outside, which for some people is a little bit of an issue because you might get it dirty. But the idea is that you place it somewhere and you leave it there and then you don't worry about it. Talking about kind of what's packed inside, I think that that's an important part. You've got a 75 millimeter woofer and a 19 millimeter tweeter. So two sound producing devices that give you kind of the output that you want here. This Google Nest Audio also features on the back a mute switch for the mic that is a physical mute switch. So that way you don't have any concerns the device is listening to you or not listening to you. You can very easily tell. And in fact, it will let you know. It will say the mic is turned on. The mic is turned off whenever you flip between these two. It also has something that I have found particularly troubling about this device, which are capacitive buttons for, or capacitive areas, zones for volume up and volume down. There are three touch areas across the top, one kind of for doing some interactions, play, pause, and stuff like that, and then volume up and volume down. But that makes it so that it is almost impossible to move this device anywhere without accidentally turning up or down the volume. And so it's very sensitive at the top. And then there's also the fact that, you know, you don't know where you're touching to turn the volume up or turn the volume down, which can be an issue and is also an accessibility concern. On the back, you have simply one, the power option. And with the power, it is a proprietary adapter. So you'll definitely want to make sure that you have the adapter that comes with it in the box. And outside of that, that's it. There are no other ports or anything like that. So that is the Nest Audio, first of all. Now let's talk about the Echo 4th Generation. This is Amazon's new orb-shaped device. Instead of being at the top, you have they call it the Alexa ring at the bottom. This is the kind of bit of a visual interaction that lets you know when Alexa is listening, and also will turn up or turn down. The lights will kind of dim and move to one side or brighten and move to the other side to let you know when the volume is up or down. Most of it is fabric, although the back of it is this plastic area. And this is kind of to let you know where you should be facing it. So where the Nest Audio is definitely, you know, a front-firing speaker, you can very clearly tell that it is meant to be aimed out. You might be confused when you've got the the orb. So they've made it very clear that the fabric is the acoustically invisible fabric is the way that you want it to be. This has a 1.6 inch speaker inside, and Amazon says that this is a much better sounding device than those of years past. On the top, you have a volume up and volume down button. You have a mic mute button, and you have a way to trigger Alexa. So instead of actually having to say the name of your smart assistant, you can simply hit that button to communicate with Alexa. This is a very nice visual way to know whenever Alexa is or is not listening. And so hitting that button will actually turn the ring at the bottom red. On the back, again, a proprietary charging port, as well as a headphone jack, or rather a 3.5 millimeter line out. And I want to talk about that because it's not just a line out. It's a 3.5 millimeter line out and line in. So you can use this as a Bluetooth speaker. You can use it as a way to put music into it over the 3.5 millimeter headphone jack and wire, or you can use it to pump audio out into better speakers that you have in your house. So that is something that is unique to the Echo that you're not going to get with the Nest Audio or with the next one, which is the HomePod. I do like these actual physical controls on the top that differ from the capacitive touch options on both the HomePod Mini and the Nest Audio, particularly because of the fact that it is more accessible. I can actually reach out and feel those controls as opposed to not knowing exactly what I am doing. Now, all of these devices support 802 all the way up to 802.11 AC Wi-Fi. So you can get super fast Wi-Fi on these devices regardless of which one you go with. And then the last one is Apple's HomePod Mini. Now, the first thing to note is that in comparison to these other $99 smart speakers, it is certainly the smallest of the three. This is a tiny little sort of navel orange sized smart speaker. And so one might think that, you know, there's not a whole lot going on in terms of audio, but I have found that it is actually quite powerful, despite the fact that it is small. It has a driver and two passive radiators inside to help provide some bass in the device. And then on top, you've got capacitive touch with the volume up and volume down buttons actually etched into the surface. This up here becomes the area where you can touch to control it. Now, again, no physical touch control, so not as accessible. And then when we look on the back, yet again, there is no way to connect anything to it. You have to use AirPlay to be able to play music, podcasts, etc. to this device or communicate with it directly and let it be the way to communicate. Now, interestingly, whereas the other two feature the little plugs on the back of the device itself, this device, the HomePod Mini, comes with a cord, and on the other side of the cord is USB-C. This is a USB-C cable that you plug into the included 20-watt charger, or you can use your own personal 18-watt charger to provide audio to the or to provide power to this. So let's talk about which one makes sense for you. Here is kind of how I look at these. Just talking specifically about, or rather broadly about, the different types of devices to kind of help yourself kind of understand where each fits. If you are an Android user and you're big in the Google camp, then the Nest Audio is immediately the winner. If you are an Apple user and you're big in the iOS and macOS and tvOS and Apple TV or the iPad OS or Apple Watch OS, then the HomePod Mini is the immediate winner. But if you don't fit into either of those camps, really, and you sort of use some iOS devices, use some Google devices, then you might be right in the middle here with the new Echo, the fourth generation Echo. But things get a little bit more complicated because it is easy to choose between these two, whether you are, you know, HomePod Mini or Nest Audio, based on what devices you mostly use. Whereas when does the recommendation make the most sense for the Echo fourth gen? Well, that makes the most sense if you are looking for a device that lets you both pipe in audio physically and pipe out audio physically. So if you want a way to make your beautiful sounding smarts, or rather your beautiful sounding speakers in your home have smarts, then the Echo is the way to go, because you can actually connect it. Then you get ALAXA and all the functions that that provides, but you get to hear it on your incredible sound system. If you're also looking for a way, say, to have a Zune or an iPod that you have sitting around, or an extra phone that, you know, you don't use for anything else, and you just want a nice little music interface. Again, this is the great thing, because you plug it in and it can always be there to play music out of. So it is, with that line out, line in, a unique feature, you have so much more option there. So that's the only one that's going to provide you kind of that freedom to listen in or listen out. But then we have to talk about actual sound quality. And when it comes to sound quality, the HomePod Mini is the winner. But there are some caveats. There are some things to understand. Despite the fact that this sounds the best, it provides the most detail, the most clarity, and the least amount of distortion, the Nest Audio might be the winner for you. And that is because it can sound much louder. The volume can be so much louder versus the HomePod Mini. So whereas the full-size HomePod can literally blast you away, it can shake the walls, it can shake the floor, it can shake things that on the surface that it's sitting on, it was designed to absolutely output the best music possible and still provide detail and richness. What they've done with the HomePod Mini is put in a single driver and some radiators, and they made it so you can get good sounding, beautiful sounding audio out of it. But that doesn't mean that it's going to be incredibly loud. So even at top volume, it doesn't quite fill the room in the same way as the HomePod. And when you're looking at the $99 smart speakers, you're going to get more sound out of the Nest Audio. When we talk about then the Echo versus the Nest Audio, once again, the Nest Audio comes out as the winner sound-wise. Something that Amazon really has to be paying attention to and working on is its audio quality. The fact is, any Echo device I've ever owned, save for the Echo Studio, which is specifically designed to be a high-fidelity music system, it just doesn't sound that great. And that continues in this new Echo fourth generation. When each of these three are put right next to each other, this one, the Echo fourth gen, quickly falls out of the competition when we're talking about sound. And it becomes a competition between the HomePod Mini and the Nest Audio. If you're looking for incredible clarity, and you just want sound sort of in one room, and you can listen to it, you know, audiobooks or podcasts or music that you enjoy, HomePod Mini sounds very good. But if you want room filling, if you want multi-room filling, if you want really loud sound, and maybe you're okay with losing some of the detail with that, Nest Audio is the way to go. But keep in mind those other bits of caveat and complaints that I've had about the touch controls on the top of these devices and how they can be a little finicky. And at the end of the day, if you're looking for a device that can do line in and line out, the Echo fourth generation is the way to go. So when we look at those three devices, ultimately, it depends on your need to determine what is the best smart speaker for you. And I think that that's kind of the exciting thing about these different devices, is that they all offer some really interesting interplay and some really interesting features that are unique to each of them. And depending on the devices that you use, you can find the one that works best for you. If it's sound quality, it comes down to the Nest Audio and the HomePod Mini. If it's about sort of universal use, then it is the Echo fourth generation. And if you are huge in Android, then the Nest Audio is perfect for you. If you're huge in iOS and Apple's different platforms, then the HomePod Mini is perfect for you. And if you've got a lot of Echo devices in your house, then add another one. Why not? Each of these devices kind of provide their own pros and cons. And I hope I was able to help you kind of understand what each of them can bring to the table and where you may want to choose one over the other. Because ultimately, what we hear and what we can, you know, sort of differentiate between them comes down to personal taste. Folks, I want to thank you for tuning in to another episode of Hands on Tech. You can catch some of my other shows, iOS Today, Smart Tech Today, Tech News Weekly, right here on the Twit Network. I do appreciate you for tuning in, and let me know if you have any other questions. While I've got these smart speakers, I'd love to let you know and answer anything that you have about these different devices. Until next time, I'm Micah Sargent, and this is Hands on Tech.
Keep up with all the hottest tech news and gadgets. Visit twit.tv. There you'll be able to find and subscribe to all our tech shows. Thanks for watching Hands on Tech.